This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think anybody wanted that news, that it's a real game time decision tomorrow against the Eagles whether Dylan Gabriel will play.
Well, I mean, think about it. If Dylan Gabriel doesn't play, how long are we watching?
Oh, not at all. I don't need to watch Snoop Huntley.
Like, what are we doing?
Ridiculous name.
If it's not, at least you acknowledge it's Snoop now. That's a development for you. Like, what? It's 1 o'clock, right? 1 o'clock is the kickoff time, which is an awful kickoff time to have a game on a Saturday. We're used to Sundays at one, but like that's when we're in the season and we're vibing and we're going. Saturday at one. Hate it for a preseason game. I just do. It interrupts the whole entire day. But if I'm going to lock in, it's fine. I'll lock in. But then at least give me something with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason the Carolina game was really exciting was, okay, no Dylan Gabriel, at least we get Shador.
And it was prime time. It was Friday night. Like, it couldn't have been better.
We're not getting Shador tomorrow.
No, we're not getting Shador.
And we're not getting the reverse of, well, we don't have Shador, but at least we have Dylan. Oh, sorry, we might not.
We are getting that.
I should say, we might not.
Again, it depends on what happens here. Yeah. If Nathan is saying this the day of, Nathan is very plugged in. Nathan understands what is going on.
I would hope so. He does work for the organization.
Yeah, like guys, like he's like the people that like are questioning whether or not there's some, you know, whether this is valid or not. Like, open up your eyes for a second. Like when Nathan speaks, he's usually right.
You think Nathan's like, he's like just, you know, playing a game.
Yeah,
like he's
makes
really
no
enjoying
sense. It makes zero sense for him to be toying with what you can and cannot do tomorrow for your own enjoyment. But our enjoyment to tomorrow's game directly tied to whether or not Dylan Gabriel plays in that game.
I mean, the quarterback kerfuffle has been so much more frustrating than I could have foreseen simply because of the injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Baskin Phelps retired the other day. Is Joe Flacco, did he win the job or did he just not get injured? Like, did everybody else just bow out because of injuries? That's a totally fair conversation. And by the way, I think it's going to hurt Joe one way or the other what the truth is, but it still stinks for the enjoyment of this. I mean, the Browns already went into the quarterback kerfuffle with a wildly disingenuous stance, which is all four guys have a chance. And then reps started when we realized that was not true. Three of the four guys had a decent chance, but the only real hope we got this year, and it's not about winning or losing, but to extend hope into the future, is seeing Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, and seeing him multiple times, seeing him in the preseason, yeah. Seeing them, obviously, we've seen him in practice. Dylan, not so great. Shador, pretty great. And so to not have that in this game is just like the, it's like the shredded chicken on top of this crap salad that has been the alleged four-way quarterback battle.
We spent so much time, what was it, a month and a half ago, wondering how they're going to divvy up the reps. Like they could possibly give everyone enough opportunities to have a true four quarterback battle. And now we just had so many injuries, it doesn't even matter. Now, the interesting thing about this, though, if Dylan doesn't end up playing, in a way, it will protect the idea that Kevin Stefanski keeps telling us that Dylan is better than he is. Because like if Dylan plays and Dylan stinks, that's not great for Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody's... sorry, I shouldn't say nobody. We don't speak in absolutes here. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do.
Most people aren't buying when Kevin's like, he's most really picking it up, really doing
really,
well.
You really won't be able to run from it if Dylan Gabriel stinks in these games. Because there still are the slight amount of people, the few amount of people that are like Sean that just came on and joined us this hour and was like, well, he's a gamer. He's got when the lights go on, this is the type of guy that'll show up and play out in a big time way. And I think Stefanski, in a way, is hoping that that's the reality of it too. But if he goes out there and stinks up the joint, I mean, that narrative's just tossed out the window as well.
I'm gonna flip that on its ear for a second.
Yeah.
If we don't see Dylan Gabriel play in the preseason and play well, there's already a limited amount of buzz for Dylan, considering he will be the first quarterback off the bench when or if. Joe Flacco gets benched, assuming Kenny Pickett isn't here, there's going to be no buzz for that. And I know, you're going to say, oh, buzz doesn't matter. Yeah, in mid-October, it's going to matter a hell of a lot to you. Mm-hmm. If the only guy you're intrigued of seeing, because we saw him in the preseason, was Shedeur Sanders. So I look at it the other way. I'm like, this is Dylan's chance to kind of get people excited about him.
For sure it is.
And by the way, to continue to put the idea in people's head. Look how quickly certain people flip-flopped on Shedeur Sanders in town. And like reporters.
It was one preseason game.
Reporters who like might have, that player might have felt like, this guy doesn't ever say anything nice about me, and the video might have gone viral. Literally, the next Monday, that reporter was like, I think he looks really good. That's one preseason game.
I know. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much for a lot of fans. And in Dylan's case, if he sits out this game and can't play, we're just going to believe. I'm going to have to start to believe. Yes, there's an injury. I can understand that. But I'm going to have to start to believe that they know it's not going to go well.
Radu on Twitter saying, Gabe Witzerland. That does not work at all.
Witzerland?
Gabe Witzerland. So instead of
just
Switzerland?
Yeah, no, that's not great.
That did not work out.
No.
I think it's just Gabe Witzerland. It just doesn't flow.
No.
Dill Witzerland. Ooh, this is going to be a lot like Dilder that one time. We are not swimming in those waters anymore, boys. All right. 216-474-0092. What if Dylan Gabriel doesn't play tomorrow? It really will rob me of the potential excitement and joy. I just want to see this kid play well. And I know it doesn't sound like that because he's just a little guy. But I know it doesn't sound like that. I want nothing more than people to be screaming at me on Monday and say, see, I told you. I'd love it if Kevin Stefanski called in on Monday and said, see, I told you about the widow fella.
Yeah.
But the point is, if I don't even get the chance at that.
Right now, I'm just hoping we have something to watch that's as interesting as C-SPAN. So like, that's really where my enjoyment is.
I can't express to you how I really want to watch Tyler Huntley.
We don't need to. We don't need to.
I'll take preseason Pickett over this nonsense. Honestly, I'll take Deshaun on one of those things when the guy's got a bum foot. It's like the little wheelie things.
Yeah.
I'll take one of those. All right. In a red jersey. I'll take that over Tyler Huntley, who the only way that Tyler Huntley is going to be on the opening day roster is if you just go ahead and IR half the other dudes.
It'd be really funny if Huntley just cooked.
It would be.
The sad part about it is in that Friday night, the preseason game number one, he actually did look pretty good.
Now, I will tell you.
It's still Tyler Huntley, so we know what it is, but he didn't look too bad.
Yeah, the problem is it's going to completely invalidate for some people Shador's big game.
And that's the worry I think you have, right?
You're not rooting for Dylan to fail.
Well, this is where
you're kind of rooting for Tyler Huntley to look like booty cheeks.
This is where if you're Shedeur, this could be a really positive Saturday in your camp if Dylan goes out there and stinks up the joint.
What if Dylan Gabriel doesn't play tomorrow? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.